It gets foggy in the wintertime. There's a lot of times where we drive around the whole lake flying around. Well, I call it flying around by instruments. Your visibility, you can't even see the water in front of the boat. The only way you could see the water is look straight down. But straight ahead is white. Do that for 6 hours in the cold, not knowing. Hoping that your chart is correct where you are. Not much to look at when it's foggy out there. It gets so foggy out there because it's the lowest point in the valley. All that cold air sinks to that point in the valley. So that's probably the last place in the valley that fog breaks up. Plus, you got the slightly warmer water at times that creates more fog. Anyway, to answer your question, I don't like going out there in the winter much. Anyway, those are the reasons why.
So you told me about some of the more harrowing times. Have you had times out there when it was like, I love this, I could live here?
Most of the time.
Is
Yeah,
it?
most of the time. Being out there, you can see all the different lake elevations from Lake Bonneville on either side, because you've got Stansbury and Stansbury Island and Antelope Island, and then you've got the Oakers and Promontory, and all those mountain ranges have, you can see the old shorelines on those. And I don't know, to break it up, I daydream of what it was like back then. I mean, you could cruise across the whole state of Utah on the water, because a third of the state was covered with water. Daydream of woolly mammoths and saber-toothed tigers on these different points of the lake. But then you got 8 to 10 million birds that visit that lake, and it's always different from season to season out there. You'll have grebes out there, or waterfowl. Phalaropes, and so you can always tell what season it is by what bird species are out there.
Oh, yeah.
The algae can literally clean off, I mean, not the algae, but the brine shrimp can literally clean off all the algae within that lake, pretty much. And so that lake will actually turn a turquoise. I don't know if you've been to Bear Lake, it looks like that. And, you can be in 30 foot of water, almost see the bottom. That's how efficient they are in cleaning off all the algae. Yeah, I enjoy being out there. The winter time, not so much. It's trying. Always give John crap about him getting hazard pay to fly around the lake, and I don't get any hazard pay for horrible weather or flying around or driving a boat in fog in 19 degree weather. So anyway, when you're out there, you're always looking back at the Wasatch Front, and so you're looking at the Wasatch Front from the outside looking in. And so when you're in the city, you can't really see beyond the city, but when you're on the outside, it's a different perspective. You can see how fast the pollution moves in now than what it did 15 years ago. When it blew blew the smoke out of the valley 15 years ago, the sky would stay clear. I'm sure you would know, remember, if you've been in the valley for a while, that the valley would stay clear for at least 3 days before it choked back in. Now it's barely 24 hours. And you can see that from the lake. Anyway. Yeah, I like being out there.